All right, are we recording? Are we recording? It looks like we're recording.
How do I look? How do I look?
It's been a while since we've done one of these, huh? What's up, everybody? It's Nick. All right, look, I wanted to talk today about a concept and an idea that I have called 30-minute sessions. And so let me take you back. Years ago, I just kept running into the same challenge. I'd go to events, I'd go to conferences, I'd read books, I'd listen to podcasts, and then my dreams and my goals would be right in front of me. I'd start taking action. But really, oftentimes, it would be days, weeks, and sometimes months that I would just stop. I would stop taking action. And then I find myself throughout the day repeatedly thinking, God, I should really focus on that thing. And I should really actually take action toward that thing. And, you know, life gets in the way. At the time I was in school and, you know, be at a class or hanging out with friends or whatever it might be for me or you, it was getting in the way. And I would put my head at the pillow at night and I would just say, God, I really wish that I took time to look after my dream. And I would notice that me looking after this dream had a really direct relationship with my happiness and fulfillment in life. And when I wasn't doing it, I just wasn't that happy. I wasn't that fulfilled. And so I just came up with this concept. I ended up calling a friend and it turned out, ironically, he had the exact same issue. And I said, look, let's come up with this thing. Let's call it 30-minute sessions. We're 30 minutes a day. We just focus on that dream. We focus on that chief goal. And the idea is that, and it still is that, you know, for 30 minutes, you take your phone, you start a timer, you turn off all notifications, turn off calling, turn off text, turn off social media. Your relationship is you just focus on the goal. And it doesn't matter if you know what to do or you don't know what to do, you just get shit done. And I promise you, some days I had a lot of shit to do and I would just get to work and that 30 minutes would go by quickly. It quickly turned into 45 or 60 if I had the time. And then a lot of days I didn't know what to do. But the beauty of this is because I didn't have anything to distract me, like a phone call or social or text messages or work or school or whatever. I had to find productive things to do. In those circumstances, it's really hard to run from yourself and pretend like you're being productive because you're literally not doing anything else. So if you're just sitting there doing actually nothing, you're going to notice it. Unless you're an idiot, and some days I was an idiot. But anywho, you get the idea. So we would do these 30-minute sessions, and right after they were done, I would text my friend, 30-minute session done, and he would do the exact same thing. And so no matter what time of the day it was, we would do this. And some days, the idea was that you don't miss a day. It didn't matter if it was rain, sleet, or snow, Christmas, Thanksgiving, you do 30 minutes. The idea and the principle behind it was that if you really want to make your dreams in life happen, you have to work on them. And part of the most important work that you could do, not just for yourself, but for others, is to lead a life that you're excited about, that you're passionate about, that you really feel like you're moving toward the things that you were called to do and meant to do from God, love, the universe, or whatever you believe in spiritually. And so the main principle is that if I can't make time for that, what can I make time for? That has to be one of the most important, if not the most important thing in my life and perhaps yours too. And so we kept on doing these. And so much so that it almost became insane, the level of discipline and accountability we'd go to and the lengths in which we go to do these. I remember many times, I mean, maybe not many times, but around 10 times, I would wake up, I'd go to bed, and I'd be, God, I forgot to do my 30-minute session today. It'd be 1 a.m. in the morning, and I would get up out of bed, and I would sit down at my desk, I'd start the timer, and I'd do it. I'm not kidding. I would literally do that. And what's beautiful about it is that it's not long before these 30-minute sessions go from a sheet of paper or a Google Doc to reality. I mean, this show was a part of 30-minute sessions for me, and many other things that I've been able to do in my life and achieve and realize have been a part of these 30-minute sessions for me. And then something dawned on me that, ironically, you don't need that much time to build your dream. You just need about 30 minutes of focus time each day, and you certainly do need more, but this is a great grounds to get started. And to this day, I still do this. I still work with that friend. We send each other a text message. It's on my phone. It's on WhatsApp. I hate WhatsApp, but whatever. And we talk and we just say 30-minute session done. Whenever the session's done, we say 30-minute session's done. It's some of the most fulfilling work I've had an opportunity to do, and I wanted to share it with you. And there's this quote by James Clear I have up on my screen, and it says, you don't rise to the level of your goals, you fall to the level of your systems. And I might have been, you know, 20, 21 at the time, and I accidentally stumbled across this system that changed my life. And it's called 30-minute sessions. And I believe in my heart that if everybody listening to this really took the call seriously, you know, you might realize that the most impactful thing that you could do in your life for yourself and others is to lead a life that you're genuinely excited about, that you're genuinely called toward. And not only will you become happier or more fulfilled, but you'll be able to share that with your family, with your friends, and the world. And so if you find yourself like me, because I still do this to this day, I'm far from done realizing the things that I want to realize in my life. Take this as a call to action and use it and understand and uncover what your dreams are and use these 30 minutes each day to your advantage, to your benefit. You know, if you don't have 30 minutes, you really got to sit back and ask yourself, what do I have? Do I even have a life? And I know that might sound harsh, but I don't mean it in that way. If you can't take 30 minutes for the thing that's arguably one of the most important things in your life, I think that's a problem. And I think that's a bigger problem that's worth addressing. And so that is 30-minute sessions. I encourage you to give it a try. And I'm actually doing mine right now. Funnily enough, this is part of my 30-minute session today. So anywho, I hope anybody listening to this has a wonderful Thanksgiving, or whenever you're listening to this, be it any time of the year, you have a wonderful day and you choose to set aside 30 minutes a day. One more note that I'll make on it is that it really helps to have an accountability partner. And so if you have a friend or someone in your life that, you know, they could probably benefit from this too, share this with them, share this concept, call them. It's really easy to do. It's just a text back and forth, 30-minute sessions a day. And when I don't text my friend, he texts me, goes, "Hey, did you do yours yesterday?" And similarly, when he doesn't text me, I text him. And so that's a wonderful part of this that, you know, you can have with each other. And you could also share what you're working on too. But yeah, that's 30-minute sessions. So 30 minutes, believe it or not, ironically, is usually more than enough time to start building your dream.